Welcome to Shas Illuminated. Please enjoy the following shir.
Daf Chav Zayin Amud Aleph. The Gemara brings some machlokes Reb Elezer and the Chachamim. Reb Elezer says that a person has to eat every single day a night of sukkahs, a meal in the sukkah, yudal sudeis, he has to eat in the sukkah. And the Chachamim say in l'dav kitzvah, except for the leil yantav rishon shel chag, these mechuyev to eat in the sukkah. And the Gemara brings some machlokes. Reb Elezer says teishu came to do just like diras echa b'yayim v'echa b'layla. Sukkah also has to be echa meyeh v'echa b'layla. And the Chachamim say no. Teishu came to do it just like Dira is Yibai Yachal, Yibai Yilai Yachal, Sukkah is also Yibai Yachal, Yibai Yilai Yachal. So he doesn't have to eat. But how come the first night he has to eat? You learn now, Chamisha Asa from Chag HaMatzos. There, Matzah is a Chayiv of the first night, and the rest of the Yantif it's a Rishus. So too, Sukkah is a Chayiv of the first night, the rest of the Yantif it's a Rishus. So Taisus here asks the Kasha, and all the Rishayin and Musa Shtelzach on the Kasha, what do you mean by Yantif if you want and you can eat, if you don't want, you don't eat? It's Yantif, and Yantif you have a Chiyuv Suda. And Yantif have a Chiyuv Suda, and here it says no, only the first night you have a Chiyuv Suda. The rest of Sukkot, all 7 days, including Yantif, you don't have a Chiyuv Suda. So the day of Sukkot, it's Yantif, it's Mash, we have no Chiyuv Suda. What's the Pshat? So Taisus Taka holds, and other Rishayin and Musa, Chadushay, Ajba, and Brachas, and Tesla Bays and the Smag and the Arzarua, they say Vaisis is no chiyuv to the Sudan Yamtif. I it says you have to chatzil Hashem chatzil Achem. You can do with Basur and Peiris. I the Gemara says in Brachas Mantesim and Bays that by Yantif you have to eat, and that's why if you forgot Yalav Yavah by Yantif you have to go over because you mechuyev to eat, you mechuyev to bench. That's talking about the first day of Sukkot or the first day of Pesach. That's one sheet this Rishayim. But Rav Yishenim hold not the way, and that's how we paskin. Then no, every single yantiv is a chiyuv to eat. So the Yishenim asks the kasha. So Ibazay, what does it mean? Yibay achal, yibay laichal. And they say mitzad the mitzvah sukkah, it's optional to eat or not. But mitzad the mitzvah yantiv, you're a chiyuv to eat. So fragin the Yishenim. So what's the nafkamina? Why the Torah have to make a chiyuv to eat mitzad the mitzvah sukkah if you anyway have to eat mitzad the mitzvah yantiv? Which is interesting. It sounds from the kasha they held that the chiyuv to eat on yantiv is a chiyuv deraisa. So, the Rishayim say, there's two terutzim. One terutz is, that mitzad, the mitzvah sukkah, mitzad the mitzvah yantif, I mean, you can eat a kazayis, and the Gemara had said, that if you eat a kebeya, you can eat a kebeya out of the sukkah, only if you eat more than a beya, you have to be in the sukkah. But a kebeya, you can eat in the sukkah, out of the sukkah, kol shekhen a kazayis. So if it wouldn't be for a chiv sukkah, you can eat a kazayis out of the sukkah. But then, Hind that there's a chiyuv sukkah, then there's two ways we should discuss it, the Ritva and the Ran over here. Without a chiyuv sukkah, so the Teretz is, you'll eat a kazayis, right? Because the kazayis doesn't need a sukkah. Now that there's a chiyuv sukkah, so some Rishayim say, you have to eat a beya, more than a beya in the sukkah, because if you don't eat more than a beya in the sukkah, it's not called your yeshiv v'sukkah. And there's a chiyuv to be yeshiv v'sukkah the first night. But other Rishayim say no. You learn that from Tezvav, there's a din to eat a kazayis. Aye, you're not a yeshiv b'sukkah? No, since the Torah told you ate a kazayis, that means with a kazayis you're ready yeshiv b'sukkah. But that's a machlekes if you need, and that's a machlekes l'maisa, if you need a kazayis, you need more than a beyim. The Shulchan Aruch paskins a kazayis, the Mishnah Berurah says, you should be machme if you have to eat more than a beyim to be yetzer oshitas. The other Torah says, if it would only be for the mitzvah, right, again, the kasha is, why did Torah tell you to eat in the sukkah the first night of chiyuv? You anyway have to eat mitzad yamtif, and since you're eating, you anyway have to eat in the sukkah. So the first Torah says you can eat a kazayis. The second Torah says, what if it's raining? If it's raining mitzad yamtif, you'll eat out of the sukkah and be yetzah. But now that there's a mitzvah, so you have to be in the sukkah. But also there's two ways to say this Torah. You could say, now that there's a mitzvah to eat in the sukkah in the rain, because there's no p'tur mitzvah the first night. That's how the Ran says it here and the Rosh in Brachas. But Taisus in Brachas says, no, now that there's a mitzvah, Savadi, not Yetzir, the mitzvah in the rain, but the Pshat is after it stops raining, you'll have to eat a kazayis. So again, a machlekes Rishayim, if Lamaisa, it's raining, a Yetzir, the mitzvah, Yimachuyiv, and Yetzir, the mitzvah of eating the sukkah when it's raining. Well, no, when it's raining, that's not called the yeshiva sukkah. But the nafkamina is that for Yantif, if you already ate with the suda in your house, but now that you have a chiyuv sukkah, so after it stops raining, if it's still time, you'll have to go and eat a kazayis in the sukkah. So as far as that machlokes, if it's raining, you have a chiyuv sukkah, so Rama says you do, But the Achrayim say it's a suffix. So mainly you do without a bracha. Without a bracha, leisha b'sukkah. Now the Achrayim say to wait if it's raining, to try to be yetzah l'kuli alma, and wait al kapanim up to chatzais, after chatzais you might not be yetzah, and don't start the suda till then. But the Mishnah Berurah says if it's a problem waiting, you really don't have to wait because mimanavshach. If you eat a kazayis in the sukkah in the rain, so now you could do your suda. You could eat a kazayis now. Now you could do the suda, and then mimanavshach. If the halacha is he ate in the rain, you did it. And if not, so you could eat the kazayis after the suda. Right? There's really no not such a point of waiting. I think the point of waiting with stam is because otherwise, according to the Rishayim that hold you mechuyev even in the rain, you wouldn't have the bracha leisha b'sukkah when you did the chiyuv. But the Mishnah Berurah encourages very stark, if it's a maniyah simchas yantif to wait, you shouldn't wait, because there's no real chiyuv to wait. The Mishnah Berurah says an interesting cheshbon. He says, let's say it was raining, and you ate the suda, you ate the kazayis in the sukkah, and you finished the suda in the house, whether you waited an hour or two, or whether you didn't, it still didn't stop raining, and you go to sleep. 3 a.m, it stops raining. Are you mechuyev to get up and eat in the sukkah? The Mishnah Berurah says you're not. Because he says, mimanavshach. If the halacha is that mitzvah is not up to the first night, so you yaitza. And if the halacha is that you mechuyev, that mitzvah is up to her, so right now you're also mitzvah. The din is while you're sleeping, you're not mechuyev to get up from your sleep to go to the sukkah. So now it's also mitzvah. That's his cheshbon. But lulei dvarav, I might have thought that even if you say there's a problem, there's a p'tur, that you can't be yaitz in the mitzvah in the rain, that's only when mitzvah b'shas li'achila. There's a p'tur because that's not called the yeshiva sukkah. But if you mitzvah that you're not mechuyev to go down to the sukkah, but l'maisa, once you're in the sukkah, it is considered a yeshiva sukkah, maybe l'kulam you don't have that p'tur mitzvah because you have a chiyev mitzvah sukkah the first night. If it's raining, so that's not called the kiyum of the mitzvah. But if it's just the man that you went to sleep, you could still be Mekai in the mitzvah. Maybe the Kulam won't be a term mitzvah. That's what I would done. Lulei Dvar of the Mishnah Berurah.
You have been listening to a shiur from shasilluminated.org. For other shiurim on many topics, or to hear an Eon shiur on any daf in Shas, including Maror Mekaymus on each shiur, please visit www.shasilluminated.org. To order CDs or for more information, please call 203-312-SHAS. That's 203-312-7427 or email info@shasilluminated.org.